Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tehran Masechus Chulin Daf Lamed of the second Perek HaShoichet. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Nafla Sakim Shachata. If a knife fell and shechted an animal, although it shechted it properly, it's pasul. As the Pasuk says, V'zavachta V'achalta, and you shall slaughter and you shall eat, implying Mashata Zoveach Ata Ochel. That which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from Shechita, which happened on its own. The Gemara infers Hayi Pilahu, but if he threw down the knife and it shechted, it would be valid. V'afa Gavdi L'machaven, even though he did not intend that the knife should cut at all. Rava says this falls from Binasin, who ruled that Zark Sakim with Noetz Abakoso, if one threw a knife to plunge it into a wall and it shechted, the Shechita is valid. The Rabban says it's puzzle. Although Rava already taught that the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amanov, which validates Shechita performed by Cher Shota or Katan, falls from Binasin, there he at least had intent Lushum Chasika Ba'olam for some type of cutting. But here Rava teaches that even throwing down a knife with no intent for cutting is still valid. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amanov teaches that even Shechita which results from an incompetent person is valid. Point number two, Amoraim discuss Nida Shenansa V'Tavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says, Torah Labesa, she is Tahor for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband. Basur Lecho B'Truma, but she's still prohibited from eating Truma since the Tevil was without intent. Rav Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a Tevila. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is Chulin, meaning he's non-sacred, and Tevila for Chulin does not require intent. This is supported by a Mishnah teaching that if someone whose hands were tame reached into a water channel to take fruit from the water, his hands become tahor without any intent for tefillah. This is further supported by a Braisa teaching that if someone immersed himself v'lo chutzak and had no intent, he is permitted, meaning tahor, for chuan. Rabbi Yochanan ruled like Rabbi Yonas and Ben Yosef, who darshan a pasuk regarding saras of clothing, to require intent for any tefillah. Still, he agrees that Shechita does not require intent, inferring from the Torah requiring intent for Shechita of Kachim that ordinary Shechita does not. And point number three, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shinan Savatavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, Kavana de Chaver to Kavana Mal Yasihi, the intent of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a Tevila would permit her to her husband and would even permit her to eat Truma. This is based on a mission which states that if a mentally competent woman directs the tevila of a Chereshah, Shot, and so on, she may eat Truma. Rav Papa answered that according to Rabbi Nassan, who does not require any intent at all regarding Shechita, the case here can be Shenafu Min HaGesher, where she fell from a bridge and likewise had no intent to enter the water. According to the Rabban, who require intent to cut the simanim regarding Shechita, the case is Shiyar de Laker, where she descended into the water to cool off and then fell fully into the water. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Nafla Sakim Meshachata. If a knife fell and shechted an animal, although it shechted it properly, it's pasul. As the Pasuk says, V'zavachta V'achalta, and you shall slaughter and you shall eat, implying, Mashata Zoveach Ata Ochel. That which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from Shechita, which happened on its own. The Gemara infers, Hayi Pilahu, but if he threw down the knife and it shechted, it would be valid. V'afa Gavdi L'machaven, even though he did not intend that the knife should cut at all. Rava says this falls from Binasin, who ruled that Zark Sakim with Noetz Abakoso, if one threw a knife to plunge it into a wall and it shechted, the Shechita is valid. The Rabban says it's pasul. Although Rava already taught that the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amanov, which validates Shechita performed by Cher Shota or Katan, falls from Binasin, there he at least had intent Lushum Chasika Ba'olam for some type of cutting. But here Rava teaches that even throwing down a knife with no intent for cutting is still valid. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amanov teaches that even Shechita which results from an incompetent person is valid. Point number two, Amoraim discuss Nida Shenansa V'Tavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says, Torah Labesa, she is Tahor for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband. Basur Lecho B'Truma, but she's still prohibited from eating Truma since the Tevil was without intent. Rav Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a tevila. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is chulin, meaning he's non-sacred, and tevila for chulin does not require intent. This is supported by a Mishnah teaching that if someone whose hands were tame reached into a water channel to take fruit from the water, his hands become tahor without any intent for tevila. This is further supported by a Braisa teaching that if someone immersed himself v'lo chutzak and had no intent, he is permitted, meaning tahor, for chuan. Rabbi Yochanan ruled like Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef, who darshens a pasuk regarding saras of clothing, to require intent for any tevilah. Still, he agrees that shechita does not require intent, inferring from the Torah requiring intent for shechita of kachim that ordinary shechita does not. And point number 3, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shinan Savatavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, Kavana de Chaver to Kavana Mal Yasihi, the intent of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a tevila would permit her to her husband and would even permit her to eat truma. This is based on a mission which states that if a mentally competent woman directs the tevila of a Choresha Shot and so on, she may eat truma. Rav Papa answered that according to Rabbi Nassan, who does not require any intent at all regarding Shechita, the case here can be Shenafu Min HaGesher, where she fell from a bridge and likewise had no intent to enter the water. According to the Rabban, who require intent to cut the simanim regarding Shechita, the case is Shiyard Laker, where she descended into the water to cool off and then fell fully into the water. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, and our standard Siman relates to the law, and we use a judge to make the Siman more distinct. So here goes. The judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for truma. Once again, slow motion. The judge and his wife judge, that must be Siman Daf Lamed Aleph, the law. The judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal, which reminds us the next Mishnah states, Naflas Sakim Shachata, if a knife fell and shechted an animal, although it shechted it properly, it's puzzle, as the pasuk says, V'zavachta v'achalta, and you shall slaughter it and you shall eat, implying, Masha tozoveach ata ochel, that which you slaughter with your own force, you may eat, but not from shechita which happened on its own. The Gemara infers, but if he threw down the knife and ejected, it would be valid, even though he didn't intend that the knife should cut at all. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and ejected an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for a chulin, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Nida Shenansa Batavla, a Nida who accidentally immersed herself. Rav says to Hor Levesa, she is tower for her house, meaning she's permitted to her husband, Basura Le'achol Batrum, but she's still prohibited from eating truma since the tefillah was without intent. Yochanan says she's not even permitted to her husband with such a tefillah. Rav explained why Rav ruled leniently regarding the husband because her husband is chulin, he's non-sacred, and tefillah for chulin does not require intent. So the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on that made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for truma, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders about the case of the Nida, Shenen Savatavla, who accidentally immersed herself. If her friends forcibly immersed her, the kavana of her friends to immerse her is a perfect intent, and all would agree such a tefillah would permit her to her husband and would even permit her to eat truma. So once again, the judge and his wife at the knife-throwing contest were so shocked when one of the contestants accidentally dropped his knife and shechted an animal that she fell off the bridge she was standing on, which made her tower for chulin. Unlike if she would have been pushed in, she would have been tower even for truma. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Dav Chav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. When the custom kazoo maker kazoo, that must be more a Dav Chav Zayin. When the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, which reminds us, the second parak begins, "Ashoichet echad ba'ov u'shnayim ba'behema shchitaso kasher." If one shechs one pipe of a bird or both pipes of an animal, his shchita is valid. "V'ruba shel echad kamo," and cutting most of one pipe is like cutting all of it. Rav Yehuda requires cutting the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, and the Gemara will explain this to refer to shchita birds. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and that shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, which reminds us, Rav Kahana asks, "Menayinu shechita shehi min hatzavar?" From where do we derive that shechita means cutting from an animal's throat? And ultimately, the Gemara concludes that it's halacha l'moshe misinai. So when the custom kazoo maker finished explaining to his apprentices that the edge of the kazoo should be sharp enough to cut most of the two simanim for a behema and one for a bird, and the shechita from the neck is halacha l'moshe misinai, they took a break for a meal of fish that doesn't need shechita at all, which reminds us fish do not require shechita. A travel galilean once darshan, an animal which was created from the dry land requires shechita. Both simanim, fish which were created from the water, do not require any shechita. Daf Chav Ches. So the siman Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, koach. The strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, which reminds us on the previous stuff, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas said, "Ein shechita of min haTorah." There is no law from the Torah requiring shechita of birds, but cutting the simanim, rather tearing or stabbing them, suffices. However, shechita is required with the Rabban. Rebbe darshans v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, and you shall slaughter as I have commanded you. This teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu was orally commanded regarding shechting the trachea and esophagus, and about cutting most of one pipe of a bird, and about cutting most of two pipes of an animal. So the strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. Watch the shulcha teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the veshet, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that shechita of one siman is sufficient for a bird. Rav Nachman says, o veshet o kana, either the esophagus or the trachea qualifies. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, veshet v'lo kana, he must specifically shecht the esophagus and not the trachea. And the Mishnah's term echad means miyuchad, the special pipe. The veshet is the more critical simon, since even a tiny hole in the veshet renders the animal a trefa, whereas only a mostly cut kana does. So the strong man used to tear birds with his bare hands because he thought shechita wasn't required from the Torah, but then learned it was from the pasuk v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. Watch the shulchan teach that you can cut either siman, not specifically the veshet, and then choose the son for the live demonstration who is strong enough to cut more than half a siman, since mechsa mechsa ain't a karov, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas whether mechsa mechsa karov, shechting a siman until it's half cut and half uncut, is like having shechted most of the siman, and if it's a valid shechita or not. On the next daf, Abai concludes that all Amoraim agree that mechsa mechsa ain't a karov, and the machlokas concerns a completely different subject. Daf Chavtes. So the siman Daf Chavtes is a cot. So here goes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, cot, that must be on Daf Chavtes. When some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht Robot Simanim, even by Kadshim, where the dumb needs to be extracted, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph stated twice that shechting most of one simon of a bird or most of two simanim in an animal is a valid shechita. Rav Hoshai explains that one clause refers to animals which are chulin and the other refers to Kadshim. Both are necessary, for had the Mishnah only taught the laws of chulin, one might think that most of a simon only suffices for chulin because he has no need for the animal's blood. But regarding kadshim, the adam hutzarech, where he needs the blood for his rika on the mizbeach, perhaps shechting most of the simon is insufficient. So, when some Kohanim came into the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them it's enough to shecht roba the simanim even by kadshim, where the dam needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one siman outside, they're not chai for shechutei chutz, because ein lo shechita ela basov, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted Levi the Elder saying, ein lo shechita ela basov, shechita is only considered shechita at the end of the procedure. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeshna lo shechita metchilo atzov, shechita is considered shechita from beginning to end. So, when some Kohanim came to the Mikdash carrying a carbon on a cot, the Kohen in charge who explained to them that's enough to shecht roba the simanim, even by kachim or the dumb, needs to be extracted, and even though they shecht it one simon outside, they're not chai for shechita chutz, because ein lo shechita elo basov, was relieved to hear that the paraduma was disqualified during shechita and not zrika, so the Kohen who touched his carbon didn't make it tame, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which people involved in a disqualified paraduma become tame. Daf Lamed. So the Siman Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The fun Shechita Rebbe. Rebbe? That must be more on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Meforas, a wide open exposed Shechita, which reminds us, Rav says that if one shechs a simon in two or three places, the Shechita is valid. However, when Rav Yehuda related this ruling to Shmuel, he said, Be'in Shechita Meforas Veleka, we require a wide open exposed Shechita, and there's not in this case. Although one cut severed most of the simon, the other cuts prevent this valid one from fully opening. Rabbi Shimon Lakish brought a source that shechita must be meforas. Chetz shachut ushonam mirma diber. Their tongue is a sharpened arrow, it speaks deceit. An arrow cuts in only one place, which opens wide. So the fun Shechita Rebbe, who had one Talmud, shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Mefaraz, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also puzzle, which reminds us, Rav said, Hechlit esosakin ben simon lesimon psako. If one borrowed the knife between one pipe and the other pipe, and cut the inner simon, and then remove the knife and cut the outer simon from the outside, the shechita is invalid. Although Mishnah teaches that a chalada invalidates shechita, one might have thought this is only where he shechs the simon outwards from the burled position, but not where he shechs inwards, which is the normal direction of shechita. Rav therefore teaches that this is also invalid since the knife was burrowed. According to Rav Yehuda, Rav also said that if he burrowed the knife tachas or under the skin and shechted the simon normally, meaning inwards, it is likewise invalid. So the fun Shechita Rebbe had one Talmud shoot an arrow into the practice cow to help his students remember the concept of a Shechita Mefaraz, a wide-open exposed Shechita, and challenged another to do a Chalada under the skin, which was also possible, gave the best drasa award to the Talmud who severed the head in one upward pressing stroke, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Hatis as a rosh bebas hachas. If one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck, the Shechita is possible. This is the psul of drasa pressing. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn if one chopped off the head with one stroke by pressing with force against the neck? The shechita is possible because of the psul of drasa. That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we learn that shechting rov of a simon applies equally to chulin and kachim? That's on daf. Cheftes. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you discuss what the din is if one dropped a knife and it properly shechted an animal? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number four. Which stuff do you know that if one did a chalada takas or under the skin, the shechita is invalid? That's on daf. Lamed. Good. Number five. Which stuff do you merok as if yeshna lo shechita mitchila va'ad sof? That's on daf. Cheftes. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you discuss whether Shechita Za'ov is Mina Torah or not? That's on daf. Chavches. Good. Number seven. Which stuff do you learn that Shechita means cutting from an animal's throat is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? That's on daf. Chavzayin. Good. Number eight. Which stuff do we have a Malchokas if Tevila requires Kavana regarding Chulin, such as in the case where Anita accidentally immersed herself? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Good. Number nine. Which stuff do we discuss whether the one simon requirement of birds can be either simon or specifically must be the veshet? That's on daf. Chavches. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that if Anita was forcibly immersed by her friends, she's permitted to eat even truma? That's on daf. Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.